Now ball forward up towards Gregory. He plays 1-2 with Morrison. Oh my word, that is incredible. What a fantastic goal from Steve Morrison on the volley, receiving it from Lee Gregory. That might be the goal of the season for Millwall, and it brings them right back into this game. Oxford 1, Millwall 1. This is loose. Here's Onyedimma on the right-hand side, brings it back towards O'Brien. All the time in the world, and he slots it into the far corner. Aidan O'Brien puts Millwall ahead. And he took his time, he took his chance perfectly. And 934 Millwall fans are up on their feet at the moment. They've taken the lead. It's Oxford 1, Millwall 2.
There was interesting comments, you know. I mean, that's fine. That's his opinion. And I think we showed today that we're more than just a long ball team. I think there's been times in games this season where we don't quite get the mix right between, you know, retaining possession and then playing for position. So I thought we did that today. I mean, look, the first goal comes from, you know, from a ball up from Jordan Archer, a knockdown, and Morrow scores. So, you know, there's more than one way of winning football matches. We're a Millwall Football Club, and we've got a long history of a style of play that's, you know, up and at you, get the ball forward quickly and play the game in the opposition's half. So, you know, we have to retain the, you know, the ethos or the character of this football club, and that's what it is. So, no problems with the comments.
Didn't irk you or anything like that?
No, not really. I mean, that's you know, it's another coach's, another manager's opinion, and I think Oxford play some fantastic football. I think they showed that today. You know, they can back you up into your defensive third, and they've got some real, real good creative players. So, I felt we did well today to limit them to very few chances. Obviously, they had the header at the end there, which was, you know, hopefully that's the little bit of luck that might have changed for us, because that sort of chance has been ending up in the back of the net recently. So they're the little elements that you need. But no, as long as we get the mix right, as long as we play when it's the right times to play and we get it forwards early, you know, we've got two fantastic centre forwards, you know, one with real physicality and one that's got fantastic movement. So, you know, we'd be fools not to utilise them to their best.
Is the worst over, do you think, now? Now you're sort of out of the woods a little bit?
You like to hope so, and I think every season there's always challenging periods where you do lose maybe a couple of games on the bounce, and it's how you react to that. So Neil was very, very strong at, after a defeat, talking about the reaction. And we certainly had that over the last few weeks. I think there was a few games in the run where we were losing, that the performance sort of indicated, suggested that we should have took something from the game, but we didn't. So sometimes that just compounds things. But generally we're pleased, and we feel like we're moving in the right direction again. And we've just got to make sure that we keep that momentum.
A little frustrating that it's now cup games rather than league games on the horizon.
Well, we always look at, you know, cup, league, we just want to win the next game. That's sort of one of our mantras, really, is win the next game. So we've got Southend, we owe them one. They beat us up at their place early in the season, which was really disappointed about. So, you know, possibly we owe them one, and we'll be looking for the win on Friday night.
And just finally as well, Aidan O'Brien seems to have taken a bit of a knock. Is he all right? What's the situation?
Yeah, I think he's fine. I think he took one in the places where you don't want to take one. So
he'll be all right.
He's all right, yeah. I thought he took his goal really, really well. Great composure. And I thought his defensive shape and his work ethic for the team today, because he's not a natural wide player. So he does that defensive job for us really, really well when he's asked to play there. And he scores goals. So, as he's shown today, match winner.